Welcome to the Mind Over Stoic podcast, where we delve into ancient wisdom to solve modern problems. I'm your host, Valentino, and today we're tackling a challenge that many parents face, dealing with defiant teenagers. We're going to explore how Stoic principles can help us navigate the stormy seas of adolescence with a little more grace and a lot less stress. Before we dive into Stoic solutions, let's first understand the landscape we're navigating. Parenting teenagers can feel like trying to solve a puzzle with constantly changing pieces. To help us, let's look at some key facts about teenage behavior and the unique challenges presented by both boys and girls during these formative years. First up, the teenage brain. Neuroscience tells us that the brain during adolescence is still very much under construction. The prefrontal cortex, which is responsible for decision-making, planning, and self-control, isn't fully developed until the mid-20s. This underdevelopment can lead to impulsive decisions and emotional outbursts, which are common complaints among parents. Hormones also play a significant role. The surge of hormones that comes with puberty can exacerbate mood swings and lead to increased risk-taking behavior. This is because teenagers are experiencing these high levels of hormones for the first time, learning to regulate their emotional responses. Now let's talk about the differences between boys and girls during these years, as understanding these can significantly impact how we approach parenting each gender. Research indicates that teenage girls are often more susceptible to stress and anxiety than boys. This can be attributed to both societal pressures and biological factors, such as fluctuations in hormone levels, which are more pronounced in girls. On the other hand, boys often show their stress through externalization. They may become more aggressive, take more risks, or withdraw socially. These behaviors can sometimes be misinterpreted as defiance or a lack of discipline, but they might actually be expressions of underlying stress or confusion. The challenges for parents therefore vary widely. For parents of girls, the challenge may lie in navigating emotional volatility and helping them build self-esteem in the face of social pressures. For parents of boys, the challenge often revolves around communication, helping them articulate their feelings and manage their actions responsibly. Understanding these dynamics is crucial because it shapes how we apply our Stoic principles. With a better grasp of what's happening in their worlds, we can choose our responses more wisely and empathetically. Stay tuned, as we'll explore how to specifically apply Stoic wisdom to these challenges in our next segment.
If you're finding today's discussion on Stoicism and parenting insightful, I have some great news for you. You can access more episodes of the Mind Over Stoic podcast across all major podcast platforms, whether you're tuning in from Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, or any other favorite service. And yes, for those who love a visual element, we're also on YouTube. Subscribe, follow, and like, so you won't miss out on any future episodes. Also, consider leaving us a review or sharing it with other parents. It helps more people discover the calm and clarity that Stoicism can bring to their lives. We appreciate you all, and now back to the podcast.
Thank you for your support. It's truly appreciated. Now let's start with a case study that I think many of you will relate to. Meet Sarah, a mother of two from Denver. Her older child, Jake, is 16 and has been quite a handful lately. He's often dismissive, resistant to household rules, and seems to be perpetually in a battle of wills with Sarah. Sarah felt overwhelmed until she stumbled upon Stoicism in a parenting book. she decided to apply its principles to her interactions with Jake, and the results were enlightening. Let's break down what she did, why it worked, and how you can use these techniques with your own teenagers. Technique number one, embrace the dichotomy of control. Stoicism teaches us to differentiate between what we can control and what we cannot. Sarah realized she couldn't control Jake's every action or his moods, but she could control her reactions to them. Example, instead of arguing back when Jake was defiant, Sarah would calmly state her expectations and the consequences of not meeting them. She focused on her own actions and responses, which were in her control, rather than trying to dominate Jake's will. Technique number two, use empathic communication. Marcus Aurelius wrote about seeing the world from another's perspective. Sarah tried to understand the world from Jake's point of view, which helped her connect with him on a deeper level. Example, when Jake complained about curfew, instead of dismissing his feelings, Sarah asked him to explain his reasoning. This open dialogue allowed Jake to feel heard and part of the decision-making process, even if the final decision didn't change. Technique number three, practice the pause. Seneca, a famous Stoic, advised taking a moment to pause before reacting in anger. This is crucial when dealing with defiant teenagers. Example, when Jake snapped at her one evening instead of snapping back, Sarah took a deep breath and paused. This break helped her respond more thoughtfully and less emotionally, which de-escalated potential conflicts. Technique number four, reflect on your responses. Epictetus encouraged reflection as a way to gain wisdom. Sarah found that reflecting on her interactions with Jake at the end of the day helped her identify what worked and what didn't. Example, Sarah realized that raising her voice didn't get her the respect she wanted. It just made Jake more defensive. By reflecting, she decided to try a calmer, more assertive tone in future conversations. Technique number five, model Stoic virtues. Stoicism isn't just about handling our emotions, it's also about living out virtues like wisdom, justice, courage, and moderation. Example, Sarah made sure to model these behaviors herself. When she made a parenting mistake, she admitted it to Jake, demonstrating humility and honesty. This showed Jake that it's okay to be imperfect and that owning up to mistakes is a strength, not a weakness. Over time, Sarah noticed a significant change in her relationship with Jake. It wasn't overnight, and it wasn't perfect, but it was progress. By applying Stoic techniques, she managed to create a more peaceful, respectful home environment. If you're struggling with a defiant teenager, remember, Stoicism offers tools that can help. Embrace what you can control, communicate empathetically, pause before reacting, reflect on your actions, and live out the virtues you wish to see in your children. This approach won't solve every problem, but it can make the journey a little smoother. Thanks for tuning in to Mind Over Stoic. We hope today's episode helps you on your parenting journey. Until next time, keep calm and stoic on.